No!
Oh my blog. Look at her blog.
If you know of a blog that we should read, please breakfast@nova937.com.au is what you have to email.
Now, Laura suggested this one. It's called The Food Pornographer.
And we have to say, round of applause to The Food Pornographer.
Yes, we want to read you a little selection from it.
Now, this is what the deal is, right? Everything that this chick eats, she takes a photograph, puts it on the internet, and then she lets you know what she feels about it.
Mm. So here we go. Let's kick it off with Sunday, March 16th, 1:32 p.m. I had to attend a meeting at my new workplace. Yep, I'll be working in East Perth from now on, and was implored by my workmates back at Subiaco to grab a round of tuna patty and salad plates for lunch from 88 Royal. But we'll be working in East Perth from next week, I said. We should be eating Subiaco food while we can. Ha, there was no convincing them. Tuna patties and salad it was. The tuna patties seemed a little more potato-y than previously, but damn, they were tasty.
Now, Tuesday, March 11th at 8:31 p.m, she writes, we had a team meeting on Friday afternoon last week, and as a treat for the troops, and to say welcome to a new person, Jay, my boss, purchased a selection of pastries from and tartlets from chez Jean-Claude Pasterie. Is that what
Patisserie.
You say? Patisserie. I've featured these before, but I never get tired of the glazing at these gorgeous little pastries and tartlets. Oh, and I never get sick of eating them too. And I have to agree, the photo of the tartlets and knowing them from first-hand experience. Top.
Amazing. Now, this is our favourite bit.
Ready?
Tuesday, March 11th, 4:58 a.m. She got up very early. I just wanted to share something I've been enjoying for breakfast every now and then. A $2 cheesy omelette wrap from Hungry Jack's minus cheese. I've been trying to eat a little healthier, and part of this means no plastic fast food cheese. I'm sure, though, that the orangey cheese gives the omelette wrap a lot of flavour. Minus cheese, I have to admit, it's a little bland. But there's something so good about the rubbery texture of the eggs. And in brackets, she writes, a quality I used to love in the McDonald's Big Breakfast.
We all did.
And the fresh, lightly toasted wrap that just hits the spot. I think it's my insatiable craving for a hot, proteiny breakfast that overrides everything. I could ask them to make it with some tomato sauce or barbecue sauce, but I like it this way just fine.
I do feel a little ridiculous saying cheesy omelette wrap minus cheese, and when I order it, I tend to say omelette wrap minus cheese. To me, there is no need to say cheesy at all, and there are no other omelette wraps on the menu. This is what tends to happen when I order this. Natalie,
okay,
I'll be the Hungry Jack's guy. You be her.
I'll be her. All right.
Written a play.
Yes. I'll have an omelette wrap minus cheese, please.
Is that the cheesy omelette wrap?
Yes, minus cheese, please.
That's a cheesy omelette wrap minus cheese.
Yes.
One cheesy omelette wrap minus cheese on the microphone.
And then the girl in the kitchen yells out, is that the cheesy omelette wrap minus cheese?
Yes, cheesy omelette wrap minus... I can't even say it. Jesus. The cheesy omelette wrap minus cheese.
That's the omelette wrap minus cheese.
So that was her play. Let's talk to the food pornographer herself. Hello.
Hi guys, how are you?
Proud of you.
Or as we like to call you, TFP.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, run it. Like, is this something you've been doing for a long time?
The food pornographer sites existed for a couple of years now. It's been going on for a little while.
I just love the fact that I've eaten a lot of the stuff that you've had in there. The Nippon Fair over the road.
Teriyaki chicken.
That is delicious.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely. And there was a time when they switched the pickles over from the green ones.
To the red ones.
Yeah, and they weren't as nice. I didn't like the red ones.
And I too complained about that. Now they brought the green pickles back.
That's right.
Now, TFP, does food rule your life, or is this just a little bit of a sideline?
It does rule my life, but obviously, like everyone else, I have to earn a crust. So, I have a serious job, but, in my spare time and every other waking hour, I spend doing foodie things.
Well, I just think it's brilliant. Anything that that she eats, of course, she puts it down on the web. Yeah. And I love just your random thoughts about what you think about these meals. Well done, Natalie. Round of applause.
Good job. Thank you.
Can you give everyone the address of where they can find you?
Yes, it's www.thefoodpornographer.com.
Okay, there you go. That's our first on my blog. Well done.
I know, you are the maiden voyage. Thank you for talking to us, TFP.
Thanks for talking to me, Nathan and Nat.
Bye, babe. We're going to put a link on our website as well.
It'll make you hungry. The photos are really good photos too. Yeah. You look and go, oh, yum.